I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know mine, and mine know me. It's one of the most beautiful images for our Lord in all of Scripture. Something rooted in the beauty of that Psalm 23 that then Jesus fulfills in his own person being our shepherd. We love the image, but sometimes it strikes us as a little distant. Right? Because even though it gives us such comfort to know by faith that our Lord shepherds us through this life, there are still plenty of instances when we feel pretty alone. When we feel lost, when we feel like we don't have that guidance that we desire. And part of that is because we have a shepherd who has an incredibly strange method of shepherding. He could just treat all of us in complete isolation. Just say, I have my personal relationship with you, with you, with you, with you, and nobody else is involved. But instead, he has this very strange way of doing things to where he shepherds by letting some of his sheep tend to the other sheep. Because he has made us more than just sheep following a shepherd. No, what the second reading made abundantly clear is that we are his children. That even though there is a more infinite difference between us and God than there is between a smelly sheep and its shepherd, he's bridged that gap by his grace and by his love. He said, "Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called children of God. Yet so we are." Friends, this is incredible. That God bridged the gap between us and himself, and he actually adopted us as his children. And that in his shepherding of us, he uses some of the sheep to help lead the others into heaven. It's incredible. But it's something that we have to pray for. That he send more sheep that are willing to take up the shepherd's role. Now, what am I talking about here? Well, this Sunday traditionally is a good one to speak about vocations to the priesthood. Because we have so many needs sacramentally. If you could just imagine how much is done at this parish and how much more could be done if we had another priest and another and another. If in every church if it weren't all just dependent on the one guy up there. But if we had many more priests, if we didn't have to scramble all the time to fill vacancies in different parishes, but instead we had this abundance of those sheep that God had called to share in his shepherding role, what a force the church would be in leading souls to Jesus. St. Augustine put it so well when he said, "With you I am a sheep, but for you I am a shepherd. With you I am a Christian, but for you I am a priest." It's the greatest joy of my life that I get to serve in this role. But I pray that we can be a parish that supports those who right now are being called. Because far too often we think, oh, the priests, they'll just come from somewhere. Instead of thinking, no, the priests will come from here. We've been so blessed in this parish that over the past 2 years, we've had two wonderful seminarians here with us. We had Augustine for some months. Now we've had Cameron for almost a year. Seminarians coming to the parish, that's a blessing. Seminarians coming out of the parish, that's even better. Right? That's a sign of life. That this is a community that is willing to discern together. That's willing to support people in this often radical seeming call. And so I pray that we can be one of those communities. One where we don't just expect priests to materialize, but that we look at our own sons and say, have you ever thought of it? That we teach our children from their earliest age to say, ask God what he wants you to do in your life, what he's made you for what he's formed your heart, what will ultimately satisfy it most. Too often, the only question we ever ask kids is, what do you want to be when you grow up? That's a fine question. But another good one is, what do you think God's made you for? What do you think he's calling you to? How can I help you to find that out? Because we need ministerial priests. I need ministerial priests. I can't confess to myself. No, I need to go to one of my brother priests. I pray that 20, 30, 40, 50 years down the line, when I need a priest to give me last rites, one of your sons might be that priest. What a joy that would be for me. But of course, that role of shepherding, even though in a very real way, is expressed in the ministerial priesthood, that's not the only place that it's expressed. How many priests do we have in this church at this moment? You're allowed to answer. It's a question, you know. How many? One. And who is it? We have one priest in this church, and that's Jesus Christ. He is the one eternal high priest, and for reasons that I may never understand, he's called me to share in his priesthood in a ministerial way. But you know who else he has called to share in his priesthood? Every single one of you. Because if you have been baptized into Christ the high priest, that means that you are meant to share in his priestly identity as much as you share in his prophetic mission, as much as you prayer, as you share in the fact that he is king. He calls you to reign someday in heaven, to govern wisely here on earth, to be able to preach the truth as a prophet, but also to offer sacrifice as priests. Now, obviously, we do it in different ways, but every single vocation is meant to be a share in Christ's priestly work of reconciling a broken world with a loving God. Do we look at our vocations that way? That you too are sheep who are called to shepherd other sheep. That's in a most marvelous way parents do that. Right? My first shepherds were mom and dad, who welcomed this little baby into their lives and cared for it completely, right? And then they taught me so much of what I needed to know in order to survive and then thrive in this world. You all have that same honor of sharing in Christ the Good Shepherd's shepherding role. And so we may ask, well, what is that going to look like? How do I do that? And that's where our Lord's words help us so much. Where he says, I am the good shepherd. And what does a good shepherd do? A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. So our question this week is not only, how can I pray more for vocations to the priesthood? It's not only, how can I support those in my life who might be called to the priesthood? How can I maybe be that voice that God uses to call a man to the seminary? But also, how can I in my life right now participate in God's shepherding work? How can I lay down my life for those sheep that God loves so much that are under my care? We ask these questions knowing that God did not make a mistake when he called us to whatever vocation he called us to. No, he knew exactly every single weakness that we have, but also all the strengths that he would use in order to let us, silly little sheep that we are, be able to share in the great honor of shepherding other sheep into heaven.